Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 547 to finish at 25,798. S&P 500 up 59 to close at 2,809. NASDAQ Composite up 214 at 7,645. Russell 2000 Small and Mid Caps up 43 at 1,596. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note down 1 basis point at 3.16%. Oil up 11 cents at $71.89 per barrel, and gold down $2.20 at $12.25.50 an ounce. So stocks bounced back for the best single session gain that we've seen on Wall Street since March. A record 85% of fund managers surveyed by Bank of America Merrill Lynch said they think the global economy is in a late cycle. That's a jump of 11 percentage points from the previous record high, December 2017. A net 38% of respondents said they expect the global economy to decelerate over the next year. That would be the worst outlook since late 2008. Earnings season marches on. Goldman Sachs reported earnings that topped estimates, strength in its investment banking business. The bank reported earnings of $6.28 per share versus $5.38 expected. Revenue, $8.6 billion. That topped estimates of $8.4 billion. Net revenues for underwriting and investment banking, $1.06 billion. That's 20% higher than a year ago. Morgan Stanley shares rose after the bank beat Wall Street expectations in its fixed income, equities trading, and investment banking businesses. Fixed income sales and trading revenue rose 1% to $1.2 billion, while equity sales and trading revenue climbed to $2 billion from $1.9 billion. The bank delivered net income of $1.17 per share, beating estimates of $1.01 per share. Domino's Pizza shares declined. The company reported that its domestic same-store sales fell shy of expectations. Same-store sales in the U.S. grew by 6.3%, falling just short of estimates. Earnings $1.95 per share in the third quarter. That topped estimates of $1.75. However, revenue fell short of expectations. Shares of United Health Group gained 4.7%. That helped to push the Dow higher. The managed healthcare company beat analyst earnings and revenue targets while raising its outlook for full year 2018 earnings. Johnson & Johnson rose 2%. The consumer staples giant beat earnings and revenue estimates. The New Jersey-based firm also raised its earnings outlook for the year. Shares of United Airlines parent company rose more than 5% in aftermarket trading after it posted third quarter profit grew nearly 30%, that despite a surge in fuel cost. Walmart cut its full-year earnings outlook following its acquisition of Flipkart, an Indian e-commerce company. Walmart, the largest retailer in the world, lowered its fiscal 2019 forecast for adjusted earnings to $4.65 to $4.80 per share from the previous guidance of $4.90 to $5.05 in adjusted earnings per share. The company purchased a 77% stake in Flipkart for $16 billion in May in a move to help boost its e-commerce business. Now, Walmart delivered an upbeat outlook for domestic same-store sales, which the company says will grow 2.5% to 3% in its next fiscal year, excluding fuel. Walmart, of course, was the pioneer of the big box retail outlet, but that might be changing, with the U.S. market already having more than 3,500 Walmart supercenters and a new focus to increase spending on e-commerce and India. Walmart announced that it will open a mere 10 supercenters in 2019. Walmart has opened a fewer number of supercenters in the past 3 years. This year, it plans to open only 15. Target announced its plans to roll out a new toy experience in stores and online just in time for the holiday season and ahead of the first Christmas since Toys R Us liquidated its business. Target will make a handful of major changes within the toy category, including devoting more aisles to selling toys and hosting play days in stores. First, Target said it plans to add 250,000 square feet of space dedicated to toys across more than 500 stores by November 2nd. The company said the extra space will be absolutely permanent, lasting beyond the gifting season. Target will give a fuller remodel to 100 stores, which will allow those locations to showcase even larger items. Then, Target will also host 25,000 Hours of Joy events across stores later this year, allowing kids to test out the latest toys and meet fictional characters. Netflix stock shot up 13% in after-hours trade. Netflix posted better-than-expected third-quarter subscriber growth expectations. The company announced it added a net of 6.96 million subscribers in the most recent quarter. That beat estimates of 5.3 million, beat Netflix's own forecast of 5 million. Net income rose to $403 million, or 89 cents per share. That's up from $129 million, or 29 cents per share, same quarter a year ago. Consensus estimate for the third quarter was 68 cents per share. Revenue, $4 billion, that also beat estimates. IBM shares down 4.1% in after-hours trade following a 2.8% rise to close the regular session at 145.12. IBM posted better-than-expected earnings, but revenue declined. Volkswagen announced it has been ordered to pay $926 million by German prosecutors over diesel emissions cheating by its subsidiary Audi. It's the latest fine to hit the group as a consequence of the scandal that emerged back in 2015. Volkswagen said it accepted the fine, added that the new penalty will hit its earnings for the year. The United States had 7,136,000 job openings in August. The nation now has more than one job opening for every unemployed person. It's a fairly dramatic turnaround from the Great Recession, when there were more than six unemployed people for every job on offer. Unemployment was at 3.7% in September. That's the lowest level since 1969. So now is an ideal time for workers to look for a new job or ask their current employer for a raise or promotion. As so many businesses complain they cannot find enough employees, especially ones with skills and industry knowledge. The last time unemployment was this low was in the late 1990s, but wages were routinely growing around 4% or more back then. In August, wage growth hit 2.9%. Now, that's the highest that we've seen in 9 years, but still disappointing by historical standards. In the third quarter, wage growth ticked up to 3.1%. The median weekly earnings for a full-time worker rose to a seasonally adjusted $893 from $866 in the third quarter of 2017. So now might be a good time to quit your job. For much of the recovery, people who switched jobs were more likely to get higher pay than those who stayed. That according to new research from Automatic Data Processing. That's the company that processes millions of Americans' paychecks. But it's changed lately. Workers who stay and new entrants into the labor force now getting about the same pay bumps as workers who job hop. This is especially true for workers aged 25 to 34, who ADP says are receiving wage increases of over 8% on average, whether they change jobs or remain in their current role. Workers continue to show confidence in the jobs market, evidenced by a quits rate that edged just a shade lower from July to 3.58 million. The rate counts those who voluntarily left positions, and it jumped 12.7% from August of 2017. Industrial production rose a healthy 0.3% in September year over year. Manufacturing is up 5.1%, best gain in almost 8 years. A judge has ruled that an Obama-era set of consumer protections for defrauded students will go into effect immediately, despite repeated attempts by the Trump administration and the for-profit college sector to delay the regulation. Now that the regulation known as borrower defense is in effect, there's a clear process through which defrauded students can have their federal student loans canceled. Certain students whose schools closed while they were enrolled will be entitled to an automatic discharge of their debt. In addition, schools that receive federal funding can't force their students into arbitration or require them to forego class actions. Paul Allen, co-founder of Microsoft, has died of cancer at age 65. Back in 2010, Allen signed the Giving Pledge, promising to give away at least half of his fortune to philanthropy. Back then, he was worth $13.5 billion. When Allen passed away last night, he was worth about $20 billion, 48% more than when he signed the pledge. Dow Industrials up 547 at 25,798. S&P 500 up 59 at 2,809. NASDAQ Composite up 214 at 7,645. As always, follow along, moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, and our daily blog, eatthebankers.com. And before we move on, a quick thank you for listening to the Financial Review. First off, I have a book. Later in the week, we'll be talking with Brian Livingston. He's the author of a new book, Muscular Portfolios. And when his publishers sent me a copy of the book, they sent two, so one can be yours. Also, I've got some VIP passes to an event this weekend, the Gelato Festival 2018. Two VIP gelato passes for Saturday and or Sunday at Kierland Commons. So, two gelato VIP passes and a book, Muscular Portfolios, to the fourth caller at 602-324-1510. Be the fourth caller, 602-324-1510. Call right now, 602-324-1510.